Hello, hello, France.
Hello, David.
Hello, Paul. Okay, you can hear me down there, can you?
Yes, we can hear you.
On the Kurmacht, all right.
Okay.
Up here, that's me, yours truly, David Monson, on the tower of the Rabenstein. My gosh, if I have to climb another step today, or for that matter, climb down another step, I shall die on the spot, I swear. Anyhow, there's our technicians down there in the mobile studio on the Kurmacht, and they've done a remarkable job of work. I can assure you, if they don't get a gold medal after all this, after their efforts over the past couple of days, well, we'll certainly make sure that you get the freedom of this city. I've spoken to the mayor about that, Paul in France, and he says he'll see what he can do about it. Anyhow, if you can hear me, our two technicians can hear me, down there in the mobile studio, and I can hear you up here in the tower of the Gravenstein, the Count's Castle here in the heart of Ghent, then the whole world can hear us. Indeed, from me, David Monson, up here in the tower of the Gravenstein in Ghent, an ancient and a modern city. It's Goedenavond once again. Good evening and welcome to this, the second of our mobile broadcasts, the second of our live transmissions from our mobile studio, which is completely out of my sight at the moment, but I hope within your earshot. And it might be out of my sight, but you want to see the view that I have spread out before me from up here, all around me this evening, as the sun... believe it or not, the sun, that glorious lamp of heaven, the sun, as it dies over Ghent, as the lights of this historic but bustling modern metropolis come on beneath me, as the city gets ready for its evening meal, and believe me, the eating's good here in Ghent too. The last muslin, the mussels of the season, are on sale. Probably be taking some of those back to Brussels with me this evening. Anyhow, as the sun goes down over this historic city, we launch into our evening broadcast. For those of you who weren't with us last evening, let me just set the scene once again. So much to say about this city. I can assure you it's very frustrating. That's the way I felt last night. Anyhow, from my view up here on the tower, I have, yes, how in the blazes do you take in more than 1,000 years of history in one fell panoramic swoop? But let's briefly just set the scene and describe some of the places that I tried to introduce to you last evening. Over there in the distance, the Cathedral of St. Bath, its Gothic tower, hardly piercing, I suppose, but making, as it has for centuries, a bold thrust skyward, one of the most splendid buildings in the realm. That's in Belgium, the Cathedral of St. Bath, housing too some of the most priceless works of art, the Treasure of St. Bath's and of Belgium. That's the Adoration of the Lamb by the Van Eyck brothers. Not to mention Just van Ghent's crucifixion in the 12th century crypt. And Frans, that's not our technician, but all my colleague, Frans Porbus's masterpiece. That's Christ Among the Doctors, with portraits of Charles V, Philip II, the Duke of Alva, and the first Bishop of Ghent, Jan Sensius. Some of the characters that we introduced you to in the program last evening, some of the historic characters. And then there's also the 14th century belfry over there. It's covered in scaffolding at the moment, like so many buildings here, which are being restored. With its big roulant, the bell, 280 feet high. That's the tower's 280 feet high, not the bell. There's also the cloth hall next door, remembering Ghent's fame as a city of linen and of wool. Next door, the lockup or the jail, known as the Mama Locker. That's what the locals call it. And somewhere down there is also the Abbey of the Bylock. And remembering, too, we mustn't forget the Gallery of Fine Art, which includes some very fine masterpieces by the School of St. Martin's Latem right here in East Flanders. And what else can I quickly tell you before I descend once again within my optic? There's the Grasle and its guildhouses, like that of the Kornmeters, that's the grain weighers house. There's also the Tolhuis, you know, customs house, and the Stapelhuis or Spaker. And the also the Freyr's Skipper's House, remembering that when Ghent's trade and wealth in wool declined, that was in about 1492, it was ruined by English competition and the growing prosperity of Antwerp, a new source of wealth was found in the export of grain from France via the Leyer, which is just below me. That's via the Leyer and the Scheldt. And I have also a very fine view of the modern port of Ghent, its derricks silhouetted against the sky. And of course, also, what about the Gravenstein? I haven't told you anything about that. That's where I'm perched at the moment. The castle, or the fortress of the castle. France, which records it's a magnificent feudal fortress and recalls the Crusaders' castles in Syria. It was stormed by the citizens in 1302, that was at the time of French occupation, and also by that famous Men of Ghent, that's Jacob, van Artevelde in 1338. It was finally a factory, and it was restored in 1894 to roughly about 1913. Today, it's a major tourist attraction, and it leads us into the introduction of Brussels calling this evening as we cross now to our studio.